thank you so much for staying with us on Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutan, and we're chatting tonight to Professor Sanjeev Krishna of the Institute of Infection and Immunity in London. Now, Sanjeev, underscoring the pandemic's public health response, but perhaps not getting as much attention as perhaps the vaccine race, is our diagnostic tests and therapeutics. Now, you've done a lot of work in the development of antigen and antibody rapid test kits for COVID-19, as well as point of care PCR tests. Could you talk to us a little bit about that, specifically also the repurposing of drugs and therapeutics?
Yeah, thank you, Melissa. This is a subject which is very, very close to my heart, because actually between Malaysian groups who are researching, University of Malaya, Professor Adiba, for example, and our own work here with Dr. Yolanda Augustin in St. George's, we've been nurturing a center for affordable diagnostics and therapeutics. What we wanted to make diagnostics, make medicines that are really to the highest standards, but which people can afford, so that people in areas that are deprived are not excluded from having access to these. So, for example, when it comes to the COVID pandemic, we work with a company which is aiming for minimal return, so that everything that they make is designed for affordability and access. And this includes point of care tests, also for the diagnostics for SARS-CoV-2 for COVID-19. Now, when it comes to the vaccine, we must remember that the vaccine is only one tool. Let's say, for example, we wanted to have a passport which showed us that we were immune to COVID-19, so that we could go about our business, travel internationally, and so on and so forth. We would still need really good quality, reliable, affordable diagnostic tests to show that the body has responded appropriately to the vaccine. So we need diagnostics still, and we will continue to need diagnostics, whether it's the point-of-care PCR test, another company that we're working with, or whether it's for the quick antigen test, either of those, we will need these for the next few weeks and months. And I think, in principle, it's very important to remember, a vaccine is a key part of the overall toolkit, but we still need all the tools, and we need to keep our guard up when it comes to this pandemic, because things are not going to happen quickly.
Sanjeev, what has kept diagnostics and therapeutics, the cost of which, high? I mean, why is it that your effort is something that's been worked on now, considering that, you know, before COVID-19, we've had so many other diseases to deal with? What's the structure of the system that's actually made your efforts necessary at this point in time?
Ooh, that's an interesting question. I think the speed at which we've had to develop things has meant that people have taken risks in terms of, let's say, not necessarily having all the results in hand before being able to say, okay, this is a test that will be useful in these circumstances. And so, you know, with those risks comes a cost. Because some tests don't make it, and you're paying money for it, and so on and so forth. And of course, there are opportunities for people also in some areas if they wish to exploit the speed at which things were moving. But as time goes by, as systems become mature to evaluate, as we understand more about the disease, I think things settle into a more reliable and also a more cost-effective method of producing things, because you understand the value of the test, the production can be scaled up confidently, and then after that, things can become affordable for the greater good.
You know, Sanjiv, I like that you brought up that vaccine is only one tool. But earlier today, I think UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson said that it's the protection of vaccines that will ultimately allow us to reclaim our lives and get the economy moving again for the UK. I'm wondering whether you agree with that. Is that true? I mean, if we have a vaccine, are we going to be seeing a return to normality?
Well, it depends how long the view is that one is taking, I think. And I think during the long view, in the next few weeks and months, we very much need all the tools that we have. We need rapid testing. We can't get this, vaccines out to everybody all at once as well. This is going to be one of the biggest global efforts to vaccinate populations ever that there have been. So, in a sense, there's the great excitement. In a sense, the impatience to deliver the vaccines has brought this fantastic first result, and we hope many more. But at the same time, we must also learn our patience, lessons of patience, so that we don't drop everything else because the vaccine is here.
Sanjiv, future pathogens, aiming their crosshairs at the human race, and also older diseases, neglected diseases, something that you, I understand, very passionate about. How are we going to, kind of grab the nettle of that problem of why we've neglected so many diseases and not given it the kind of attention that we've given COVID-19?
Sharad, again, you've touched the question very close to my heart. I was fortunate enough to be part of a consortium, big consortium, small part, on the Ebola vaccine response for the Ebola pandemic 2014-15, which you may or may not remember. Now, there were lessons that we learned then that we kept saying, please be prepared for pandemics. Please be prepared for the next outbreak of infection. And unfortunately, within a short period of time, those lessons fell on deaf ears and people moved on. Here, now, we are in a situation which is clearly caused global impacts, which are going to have scars for a long time to come across economies, in nations, and also for individual people. I don't think at this stage we can afford now to forget this lesson. And I really think that we need supranational structures, we need supranational organizations that take an urgent responsibility to make sure that we are ready in every way, with diagnostics, with the ability to generate vaccines, with treatment protocols, ready to go into action when needed.
Sanjiv, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight. We've been delighted to speak to you and thank you for sharing your insights. All the best with the good work that you're doing. Thank you.
Great pleasure. Thank you.
That's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off for the evening.
Thank you so much for watching and good night.